Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the website. So everything you see there on the front page, the main page, main portion of the page, was created by listeners like you. As you're surfing around the web, you find something that's interesting that you want to share with our other listeners. You just submit it as show prep. It shows up on our website, and then other people vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked make it to the front page, the top of the website, at freetalklive.com. We're going to get right to the calls here in a moment, but Michelle, at the end of the last hour, you wanted to call me out on something I'd said, but we ran out of time. So what was your intention there?
I know, you just cut me off. Well, I think what you said was
we're talking about being cautious about what you do. The government could be watching. Somebody had called in with kind of this paranoid viewpoint that WikiLeaks is just this big.
You said we weren't concerned. You just go about your business and you don't care what if they see what you're looking at or see what you're doing, right?
Well, I kind of presume to some extent that they are. I mean, obviously, privacy is important, but on the other hand, I don't go crazy trying to. Thank you for allowing me to clarify this. I don't go crazy trying to go ultra private, right? Because I'm public. You know, I'm a public personality. There's only so much hiding behind anything that I can do.
I mean, I would call you a celebrity.
Well, minor, maybe.
Ultra minor celebrities. Yeah. That's what we are.
As minor as I can possibly be. And so, to some extent, you know, this isn't the Ian show, right? So we're not talking all about me and what I do and all of that. But on the other hand, I expect that, you know, as an activist as well as a talk show host, there are going to be some eyes of the government types that might be focused on me and what I'm doing.
Yes.
And so I tend to plan my activism, for instance. Most of it I plan it publicly. And there are a lot of people that disagree with that. They say, you need to have secrecy. You need to have a secret forum with secret access and secret people and secret codes and secret names and secret this and secret that. And I'm just like, no, I just don't care if they know what I'm doing as far as the things I'm doing that could threaten their legitimacy, the things I'm doing that could, you know, put a dampener on the state and how effective it is. I'm not so concerned with that. I understand why people want secrecy, and I understand, I think there's some value to it as well, but I think that some people are obsessed over it. And they want to lock down everything they do and lock out, you know, only let certain people in and et cetera, et cetera. Well, what happens when you go through all of that difficulty, all of that effort to create this secret society or group or whatever of activists or whatever it is you're doing, and then you're infiltrated by somebody? What good has all of your preparation been then?
Right. You can't have a secret if you let people in on it. You have to let people in on it to be effective. Then what's the point?
Right.
The reason why I'd asked for clarification was, I don't remember verbatim what your line was, but it sounded very similar to what I hear people say when I talk to them about the USA Patriot Act, for example, and the outcome of that, and how, you know, cameras can be in your home up to, I think, 29 days without by the government without it being reported to you, etc., or what's going on with TSA or the cameras, you know, on street corners, etc. Pardon me.
But it sounded like they were saying, well, if you've got nothing to hide, then
right, and that's actually what people have said. They say, well, I have nothing to hide, and I want them to get the bad guys. So if I have nothing to hide, then why should I worry?
Well, everybody has something to hide. They've all got personal, private things in their life.
I got a lot to hide.
My life is not an open book.
Right.
Right? So I don't just hand out all my passwords to everybody and say, go ahead and jump into my email account and have fun. Here's my Facebook, you know, et cetera. Nobody really does that in general for good reason. You know, you've got private communications. But we also understand that by using a venue like a Facebook, I know that the federal government, should they want to read my Facebook messages and see who I've been talking to or whatever, all they have to do is go to Facebook and say, we'd like to read Ian Freeman's Facebook messages. Okay, sure, whatever you say, Mr. Government Agent, here you go. You don't even need a warrant. Here, come on in. We'll just let you in and, you can look at whatever you want. Same thing with Google. Same thing with any corporation. corporation, if the government comes in and they want to see your information, they're going to see it. So if I really, really, really want to obsess over privacy, then I need to get more private. I need to spend more time and effort and encode and encrypt and do all kinds of different things to make sure that my communications and everything that I do is completely wrapped up and shut down and private. And to me, you know, I'm not that concerned, right? Like, I'm concerned enough to not give out my passwords to everybody, but on the other hand, I also understand that by using something like Gmail, it's inherently going to be available to the law enforcement types if that's what they want to do.
Yes.
And my point being, I'm not planning violence. I'm not a violent person. So if they go in there, they're going to find out that, you know, I emailed my girlfriend or whatever it is I'm doing, that they're going to learn those things. And they're going to find out about some kind of bomb plot because I don't do that. And if I were going to be growing pot or something like that, which I'm not, but if I were going to be doing that, I certainly wouldn't be talking about those things
If you were going to do that, you shouldn't talk to anybody about it ever.
Right, in an insecure venue. And you're correct, Mark. The more people you talk to about growing marijuana, the more likely you are to get arrested. I think it's like you talk to three people, you're pretty much going to get arrested.
Yeah, I don't know what the statistics are on it.
Or robbed. You could get robbed.
The chances just skyrocket upon telling people.
Right. So
what brought us to this was the guy talking about WikiLeaks being a conspiracy by the government to infiltrate, find people that might like the ideas of freedom of the press and free speech and things like that. And I think that what's far more important to the, I think that's wrong, and I think what's far more important to the government, it is veil of legitimacy. The reason that the government kept those pictures of that Apache gunship murdering innocent people in the streets of Iraq, just shooting people that were trying to help other people, and all these videos, and all this information that's showing how many civilians died in Iraq and Afghanistan, that's the last thing they want to get out. All the government has at this point is a thin, torn veil of legitimacy protecting them from just the outraged citizens. And the last thing they're going to do is release more information. To me, the supposition here that this was some kind of conspiracy theory, to me, in fact, shows the mindset of the conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
It shows how it is that they want to, na 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 na, I know something you don't know. And they want to be the guy that knows something that somebody else doesn't know. And it just, you know, hunting down that piece of information, spreading it around or whatever, it doesn't accomplish, anything. I think that this.
I guess it goes back to my initial question is, what do you want to do with your freedom?
Right.
You know, and when we've accomplished that, Alex Jones will no longer have a job. You know?
I don't know.
He's great at the police state stuff. Yeah. And if there's no police state, well, there'd be nothing to report on.
Well, but
there could be conspiracy theories in big companies.
Right. That's what I was going to suggest is that, I mean, we're not a conspiracy show, but in the absence of the state, it's easy to talk about the state and what they do because they do horrible things to people, to innocent people. And in a free marketplace, it's not going to be utopia. We know
right.
There are still going to be people who are greedy, and there are still going to be people who are willing to
lie and
to
injure
cheat
people.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and so outing those people publicly will be very important, and talking about how to be a smart consumer or whatever it is that people will find interesting. I mean, I hope that we don't end up talking about Britney Spears having her 20th baby. I mean, that's not something that I find too
20
important.
20 babies would be a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
it's been done.
I don't expect us to have freedom anytime soon, so maybe she'll
right.
have a whole bunch of babies by that time. You get my point, though. The pop
yes.
culture that
yes.
Doesn't particularly interest me as relevant, but there will still be relevant things in our lives at that time. It just hopefully won't be who got elected to city council and that kind mm-hmm. of silly nonsense.
Well, so much of the news is centered around the government and
it sure
its edicts
is.
And its personalities, and it makes good sense. These organized criminals have a great deal of sway in our lives. No wonder people want to talk about them and what's going on with them.
So I hope that cleared it up.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Crystal.
All right, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A very
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The bulletin board system is one of those features that allows you to get interactive with our other listeners. At bbs.freetalklive.com. It is totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service there is excellent. I've been through the process, called them up, pretended to be a customer. Also, I've been to their offices. They're good folks. They're not going to hard sell you or sell you garbage. It's meds.freetalklive.com. These are the actual name brand medications from around the world at discounts. Viagra, Cialis, Amplify, Boniva, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia, doesn't matter. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. According to the LA Times, juries are giving pot defendants a pass. Reporting from Seattle, it seemed a straightforward case. A man with a string of convictions and a reputation as a drug dealer was going on trial in Montana for distributing a small amount of marijuana found in his home. If only the court could find jurors willing to send someone to jail for selling a few marijuana buds. The problem began during jury selection last week in Missoula when a potential juror said she would have a real problem convicting someone for selling such a small amount. But she would follow the law if she had to, she said. A woman behind her was adamant. I can't do it, she said, prompting the judge to excuse her. Another juror raised a hand. The judge recalled and said, I was convicted of marijuana possession a few years ago, and it ruined my life. Excused. One of the people in the jury box said, tell me, how much marijuana are we talking about? If it was a pound or a truckload or something like that, okay, but I'm not going to convict someone of the sale with two or three buds, the judge said. And at that point, four or five additional jurors spontaneously raised their hands and said, me too.
Mm.
Now, I know that I think our Sunday guys might have told this story, so I apologize if I'm duplicating this, but I think it's a really important case. By that time, the judge knew he had a jury problem. I was thinking, maybe I'll have to call a mistrial, he said. We've got a lot of...
So he doesn't care what the jurors think about this. And, you know, the idea is the jury should be able to judge the law based on its own merits.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,000 years of justice.
And the idea is that they work for the people, right? So if you've got a whole bunch of jurors here that are the people and they're saying, we don't want to convict for this, that he should just say, well, let's throw this out. But no, he wants to call a mistrial so he can select another jury.
Yes.
Because he wants to get a conviction. Because he wants to put bodies in jail cells because, well, you aren't his boss.
That's what he does.
Yeah. He said, we've got a lot of citizens, obviously, that are not willing to hold people accountable for sales in small amounts or at least have some deep misgivings about it. And I think if I excuse a quarter or a third of a jury panel just to get people who are willing to convict, is that really a fair representation of the community? I mean, people are supposed to be tried by a jury of their peers. The Missoula court's dilemma was unusual, yet it reflects a phenomenon that prosecutors say they're increasingly mindful of as marijuana use wins growing legal and public tolerance. Some jurors may be reluctant to convict for an offense that many people no longer regard as serious. It's not on a level where it's become a problem, but we'll hear, I think marijuana should be legal, I'm not going to follow the law, said Mark Lindquist, a prosecuting attorney in Pierce County, Washington. We tell them we're not here to debate the laws. We're here to decide whether or not somebody broke the law. Yes, that is what they tell them. And they are not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Right. The judicial system,
so help me God,
allows the jury is the final check on laws. And it has been taken away from the American people. And the reason is because those that are in the judicial system don't believe that you have the brains to be able to rule yourself.
Well, our betters, the legislators, the wise, brilliant legislators have come up with these laws. I mean, how could you little people, how could you possibly know what's right and wrong in comparison to our hallowed ones?
That's how they feel.
Yeah. So this story is more about just the general aspect, not the one Missoula case, which is what our Sunday show guys talked about. The general aspect of people basically refusing to go along with this anymore. They're just saying, no more of this. We've had it. We're not going to play by your rules that you're handing down to us. And you're absolutely right, Mark. It's called jury nullification. When somebody who's on a jury actually says, not guilty because of their conscience, not guilty because they think the law itself is bad.
Which it then can be used as precedent for future cases as well, which is a nice...
Really?
That, yes.
Oh, well, that is nice. We need to see it happen more often, though. And maybe this is the beginning of a trend. But federal authorities, by the way, they do mention here that medical marijuana has been approved in a number of states, over a dozen.
Including Montana.
Yeah, but federal authorities have continued to pursue prosecutions in those states, prompting increasing calls among drug law reform advocates for juries to follow their consciences and refuse to convict, a legal concept known as jury nullification. Hey, good for the L.A. Times for actually
for using the term,
yeah,
right?
Talking about this in a nationwide piece here. It was widely used during Prohibition and in the Jim Crow era in the South.
Right. Well, I'm glad that they mentioned the Jim Crow era, because unfortunately, in the Jim Crow era, in a lot of cases, this was to find white people who had done crimes to black people not guilty for their, committing the crimes. Also, I'd like to point out that in the North, juries wouldn't convict people that helped escaping slaves. So,
like the Underground Railroad.
Yeah. Jury nullification has a spotted and checkered past in its use for justice. But that doesn't change the fact that it is a right when it comes, a right. It's supposed to be a power of the people in the judicial system.
Alan St. Pierre, the executive director for the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, says this is one of the first times in a number of years there's a general discussion around this powerful but rarely used jury tool. But going back 20 years plus, there's been some tumult in the courts where the issue is cannabis and the person being prosecuted wants to turn to the jury and say, yes, I'm guilty, and here's why. The phenomenon is difficult to measure, he said, because the term jury nullification is rarely invoked. Defendants with substantial evidence against them are simply acquitted, or the jury's deadlock. And Ian Goodnow, the deputy chief of staff for the King County Prosecutor's Office in Seattle, had this to say: sometimes we're not told what the reason was, whether it was nullification or they just had a factual question about the case. We just don't know. And part of that reason might be because the Fully Informed Jury Association, I believe, if I'm recalling correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they recommend against mentioning that term. If you get on a jury, they, I believe, suggests you not mention jury nullification when you're back, for instance, deliberating with the other jurors as to your reason for coming back with a not guilty. And it seems counterintuitive, right? When we would look at that and say, well, why wouldn't you want to mention it? Why wouldn't you want to explain to the other jurors what jury nullification is? It's apparently because in some areas that they're so firmly against the idea of jury nullification in those courts that if they find out that you are a nullifier, there's a chance you could end up with like a contempt of court charge, or perhaps they'll just throw the case right out and throw it out as a mistrial and start over. So
it started with the 1895 decision of Sparf versus U.S., where they held that a trial jury has no responsibility to inform the jury of the right of jury nullification.
Yep, they've pretty much been papering over jury nullification for well over 100 years, and so you're right about that. More come up here with your thoughts. Welcome at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. More about jury nullification come up in moments.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off
off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Coming up later on, you're going to have a chance to win a 2-pack of the Totisac. But before you call to win, you might want to know what it is.
Well, if you want to know what the Totisac is, you can go to totisac.us. That's TOTASAK.US, and it's, well, you'll find what you get there. You find there a completely recycled sort of plastic hook that you carry grocery bags with. It's a retail grocery bag carrier. It's for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home so that you don't have to make multiple trips. It's awesome. Once you've used one, I think you'll find that your life is incomplete without it. That's
how
I
pack. Yeah,
yeah. I gave everybody during Christmas, everybody got a pair of Totisacs,
including me.
Yep. You got some Totisacs. I think they're great. TOTASAK.US. No C in Totisac. Totisac.US.
All right, so we're going to continue here with the Los Angeles Times actually reporting on jury nullification, starting out by telling us about the Missoula case that just recently occurred where basically they couldn't pick a jury. They couldn't even get to the point of nullifying because the jurors were essentially nullifying in advance of actually getting on the jury. They were just saying out loud in the courtroom that, I can't convict somebody for this. And so they kept throwing people off the jury. They threw off too many people. They couldn't go forward with that particular trial. Now, I think I heard, and they don't mention it here, but I think I heard that the guy ended up taking a plea deal after that. After sitting in a courtroom.
They probably didn't even know. Well, I guess they
aren't
are
you there when the voir dire happens?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
So, I'm not privy to all the details of the case, but we do know that at the very least, the first time they gave it a shot, they weren't able to pick juries because people just weren't having it. They're tired of these marijuana laws, and they aren't willing to convict a, you know, individual who's not a criminal for selling it in this case. Now, somebody made the statement, well, if it was a whole truckload, then I would do it. What's the difference? What's the difference between a few buds and a truckload of it? I mean, well, it's the same plant. Somebody's got to sell the truckload.
There's a difference because, drug dealers have been vilified, and I think to some extent for good reason. There are some very bad drug dealers out there.
Just because you have a truckload of marijuana doesn't mean you're a bad person.
It does not mean that, but it means that you're more likely to be a dealer than you are to be an end consumer. People are.
But we're talking about a guy who was dealing. He was selling small amounts of pot.
I think in this case it was a possession charge, wasn't it?
No.
He had been convicted in the past of a small-time possession, of dealing.
Nope,
but
he was going on trial for distributing a small amount of marijuana.
Okay.
So,
that small amounts are better than large amounts.
I know, it's silly. Doesn't make any sense.
Wasn't it 3 grams, though?
I don't have the details here, but he was being charged with distribution. So even if it was 3 grams, if he had all 3 grams bagged up into 3 different baggies, then that's a distribution charge.
Right.
That's typically how they do it. Even if he was going to just smoke it all himself.
What if he bought 3 grams?
It's possible that he bought 3 different types and wanted to have a variety pack or something like
that.
Well,
what if the dealer only had 3 gram bags and, okay, I'll take them all?
There's that possibility, Mark. You're right. That doesn't mean they won't charge you with distribution.
Yes, I understand right. What their little system is.
So they're talking about jury nullification, and they're interviewing Alan St. Pierre from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws and some prosecutor from the King County, Washington, prosecutor's office in Seattle. Some prospective juror said that prosecutor will honestly tell us that they don't think they can follow the law because they think the law's wrong and should be changed. At that point, we ask the judge to consider dismissing them. As attitudes change more and more, that's a problem we could face in trying cases to a jury. You could have that issue trying before a judge, too, if a judge has a strong opinion on the validity and necessity of those kinds of laws. Now, ideally, if you're going to do jury nullification, you should probably keep your mouth shut about it in advance and do your best to get on the jury. That way you can actually be there when the decision is made, rather than blabbing early on like these folks did. These people don't know about jury nullification.
Right.
They just know what's right in their mind, and they say, you know, they were honest to the prosecutor types about what they felt was right. If you can somehow keep that information under wraps and get through the voir dire process, it's much more valuable if you actually nullify in the jury deliberation phase.
Right. If you want to do jury nullification as activism, then it may be a better idea to keep your mouth shut.
But how do you answer those questions, right? Well, how do you feel about marijuana? I wouldn't know how you would go about that. Would you lie? Because that wouldn't be good. You'd be perjuring yourself, and they could, pull up a forum post where you're talking about how you believe in pot. So there may not be. If they ask the right questions and you're honest, then
well,
there may be no way to avoid it.
There's always ways to answer things that, do not. Look, I'm against anybody who is breaking the law. Or whatever. I mean, you can say whatever it is you want to say. I don't know.
You could say, I will uphold the law, and jury nullification is the law, right?
Yes. Never.
Right. Under no circumstances will I not uphold the law.
There you go, Mark. That's good stuff.
I didn't.
And the folks at, really, you should go to FIJA.org to learn more about the Fully Informed Jury Association, to learn more about jury nullification. I imagine they have even better suggestions in some of their pamphlets and their brochures, and they're available all for free at FIJA, FIJA.org. So, St. Pierre, this is, again, the guy from Normal, said he was convinced that's what happened in the case of Northern California pot activist Ed Rosenthal, we've had on the show, by the way, whose conviction on federal charges in 2003 prompted prosecutors to seek a 6.5-year sentence. Rosenthal instead was sentenced by U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer to a single day, in part reflecting the dismay of 8 jurors who said after the trial that they would have voted to acquit Rosenthal if they had known that his pot was intended for medicinal use. The judge nullified the law, St. Pierre said. He totally ignored the sentencing guidelines. Last year in Illinois, which has no medical marijuana law, Vietnam veteran Lauren Swift, who says he uses marijuana to relieve pain and post-traumatic stress, was charged in LaSalle County after police found 25 pounds of marijuana and 50 pounds of marijuana plants in his home. He was acquitted after only 2 hours of jury deliberations. Some of the jurors got up and they started hugging the guy, said the deputy prosecutor. It's becoming an increasing problem. People just don't seem to care about marijuana cases anymore, said Brian Town, the LaSalle County prosecuting attorney. Oh,
yeah, right.
Boo-hoo. It's
so
a
funny.
Problem. People don't care about our laws. Well, maybe you should stop enforcing them.
Well, this just goes to show the real conundrum that it comes with the state. The state wants very badly to convict people for you know, stepping over its laws. But in this circumstance, when it comes to marijuana, people are laughing behind their hands at the state. You know, it's just so absolutely ludicrous. When you're talking about people under the age of 65, a majority of them have used this substance. And the state wants to, well, they want to throw people in jail. They want to give big old fines. They want to do whatever it takes. And people are just chuckling at them and their stupid laws. They are actually harming themselves and their own legitimacy.
I was at the hospital 4 or 5 days ago. I went in with this terrible ear infection, and I went to the emergency room, and I was in a partitioned area. And this man came in. I had no idea how old he was. I just knew he was an elderly man, and he had heart troubles and everything. And he was very clear and was explaining what, you know, drugs he was taking, et cetera, and talking about his wife and about her condition of some sort. And he said, yeah, it was suggested to us that we try marijuana. And the nurse said, no, you don't want to do that. And I was just listening, you know, dying to jump in there and say, yes, you do. And he said, well, actually, you know, and he sounded pretty educated about, like, he'd actually been doing some research. Come to find out, the man's, he was 91 years old.
Wow.
And he looked like he was 60, really fit, really into health and healthy. But he told me as we were chatting the list of drugs he's taking, you know, and what they do and the side effects and everything. And I just had to laugh that these...
This nurse is like, no, don't take that. You could go crazy.
Don't smoke pot. You might get the munchies.
Yeah. So again, the prosecutor very upset. The issue's ripe in Montana, which is home to the headquarters of the Fully Informed Jury Association, the national group that encourages jurors to nullify laws they believe are unjust. Now, jury nullification never became an issue in the Missoula drug case, as there never was a jury. While the prosecutor was wrestling with, or the judge, excuse me, was wrestling with what to do during a recess, the defendant actually agreed to accept a conviction on a felony count of distribution of his 1/16th of an ounce of dangerous drugs.
Ridiculous.
We'll tell you more about what happened here to him in a moment. It's Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have 2 holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order 2 or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. To get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options, we just ask you for $3 a month. You can enjoy all the features on the website without ponying up. But if you like what we're doing and you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, ideas like jury nullification, then pony up $3 a month. We make it easier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So 800-259-9231 is the number. Maybe you've got a jury nullification story you would like to tell us, a success story, hopefully. We're talking about the L.A. Times actually writing a feature article about jury nullification, mentioning the Fully Informed Jury Association. This is great news. The word's getting out. People are going to learn that they have the right to say not guilty if they disagree with the law itself. It doesn't matter if you caught that guy with a truckload of marijuana and he was in the driver's seat at the time. It doesn't matter. If you think pot should be legal, you can say not guilty. You can nullify the law.
Right. You know, and people really have to ask themselves, if you don't think this is right, what's the point in a jury? If the judge, a judge can handle whether or not somebody broke the law. What's the point in a jury of your peers if it isn't for the jury to decide whether or not you've done something wrong? Not just that you've broken the law, but that you've done something wrong.
Right, it's a check on the government's lawmaking abilities.
Right, well, they are the representatives, I guess, of the community that would have to pay to incarcerate you. And they're making that decision. Are you incarcerable from a community standard?
So, according to the LA Times, jury nullification never became an issue in the Missoula case, where a man was, they were unable to actually try a guy because the jurors kept saying in advance during the jury selection, there were so many jurors that were not willing to even go forth because they didn't feel like they could convict this guy. They didn't know about jury nullification, otherwise they might have kept their mouths shut. But it, anyway, what ended up happening was the judge goes out of court during a recess, and then in the meantime, the poor guy that was on trial actually accepts a plea deal. So he accepted conviction on a felony count of distribution for 1/16 of an ounce of dangerous drugs. Now, of course, pot isn't dangerous. Pot is a plant, and it's probably one of the safest known to man. But nonetheless, he was sentenced to 20 years with 19 years suspended to run concurrently with a sentence on another conviction for conspiring to set up a robbery at a casino. Okay, so the guy's certainly no angel. But, you know, certainly he didn't hurt anybody with the pot thing, so he shouldn't be convicted for that.
You know, I think that pot is relatively harmless when you compare it to other mind-altering substances. It has a certain level of harm. I mean, you know, when you're talking about it can cause some people that have psychotic episodes, you know, they're prone to psychosis to, you know, kick that off or something like that. But it's extraordinarily rare. And if you compare it to something like alcohol or tobacco, which are legal, you'd find that it is, in comparison, it is virtually harmless.
The judge, who is a former prosecutor, said he voted.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
He actually said he voted for Montana's medical marijuana initiative back in 2004, which has become highly controversial, in part because its beneficiaries have become so numerous. More than 12,000 residents hold cards entitling them to use the drug for sometimes doubtful medicinal purposes. The judge says, "My personal view, I think for the most part we should legalize marijuana and be done with it, because I think it's created way more havoc and trouble than it's worth. But when you get some guy like Cornell that just comes and rubs it in your face," what he's referring to is apparently this guy, Cornell, the man that took the plea bargain, was apparently being complained about by his neighbors because he was brazen with his drug dealing. So that's what the judge was alluding to there by suggesting that he was rubbing it in people's faces. I'm not sure what it means to be brazen about drug dealing.
I'm not sure either. I think that if you're making, you know, you're making yourself a nuisance to your neighbors, that's a very bad idea. If you have people in and out all times of day and night, they're partying in the street, things like that.
Well,
that's very, very bad.
Okay, I see where you're coming from, Mark, and that makes sense. But let's point out though that if marijuana were actually legal, you wouldn't have people dealing it from their houses anymore. It'd be at the corner store.
Yeah, pretty unlikely.
I mean, how many people are selling bathtub gin out their front door? How many people are selling beers to people out of their homes and having people coming all day and all night to get a six-pack? Doesn't happen.
Back to freedom and what we would do with our liberty, I would love to have a little store that sells things that makes to make people feel good. So I could compete with Western medicine and things like that. Like I could give them valerian root teas to help them sleep, and I could give mm-hmm. them marijuana to, you know.
Well, you have health food stores now.
Yes, but I would sell them, you know. Actually, valerian root isn't really sold, isn't marketed as well as it could be as a sleep aid and things like that. And people like maybe you are in the know, but most people don't realize that it's the basis for Valium, you know.
No, I didn't know that. I never heard of it before. So you're talking about like a health food store with pot.
Yes, where yeah. I could use all of my wife's tales, you know, sort of remedies, home remedies, mm-hmm. To heal people and everything, including marijuana. So yeah, I would be excited to sell it, and not in my house, but in a little cute store with a little storefront sign above it.
Yeah, that's one of those things you just can't do today.
A boutique.
And you know, speaking of, well, you know, Mark, we're talking about neighbors and being upset by people coming and going. We actually live, or Mark, you don't live here, but you're close. I live in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a nice little town. Well, they call it a city, but it's a really small city or a really big town, whichever way you want to look at it. And one of the cool things about Keene is that there are these little neighborhood stores where you can be in most sections of Keene, and you're not usually more than a few streets away from some kind of corner market that literally is a house in a neighborhood. I mean, it was
a converted at some time prior to the local politicians deciding that you know, nothing could be done without being on a storefront. somebody had this, you know, idea of opening up a little store in a house. And right. they just converted basically a house into stores. And they're extraordinarily useful.
They're very convenient.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when I'm on the way and I want a candy bar or something like that, mm-hmm. I'll just stop off at the local Elm Street store
or
whatever
it is. You don't need candy bars. You're on a diet.
Yeah, I don't eat them. But,
you know,
I eat them.
I imagine it significantly cuts down on drunk driving because people can actually go and walk or whatever to the get themselves to the store without getting behind the wheel of a car because it's so convenient. But I brought it up simply because it is a place that actually has folks coming and going at all hours. I mean, they don't run through the overnight, but some of them I think run till 11 or 12 at night.
I don't think you can sell alcohol after 11:45.
No, you cannot, but you could still have an open convenience store after that time.
You could, but beer is your moneymaker when it comes to
No doubt about that. So you'd want to probably close it at midnight or something like that. But my point being, how do you think those neighbors feel about those stores being there?
I think the stores have been there for so long mm-hmm. that it doesn't really matter anymore.
Oh, so they get to choose whether or not they live that nearby a convenience store or not.
Well, somebody didn't get to choose, though, right? I mean,
right.
when there was a certain time at which that convenience store opened up, and then everybody who was in that area, they didn't know there was going to be a convenience store next to them, and then all of a sudden there was a convenience store. Is that wrong?
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
No. I mean, at the time, you know, it's the sort of zeitgeist that was going on. It was understood that people would do business out of their homes. And I think that you're going to find America converting back to that because it's just so remarkably expensive to do otherwise.
Yeah,
storefronts. I mean, people living above their businesses makes sense from a monetary standpoint. And so I think mm-hmm. you're going to see more of it. As you know, the chickens come home to roost in an economic sense. I mean, you know, the fact is the politicians have nearly bankrupt this
yeah.
country.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the community. It's a good thing for an individual to run a business from their home. And for those people that are so uppity that they don't want to see cars going in and out of a nearby property at a certain time of night, go ahead and move into a deed-restricted neighborhood. That's the market solution to that problem. It's not to call the cops and complain because somebody's selling pot out their front door at night. It's to get your butt off, you know, get off your duff and go and take action and do what you need to do for your own sake to live the kind of place you want.
Or work out a peaceful relationship with your neighbor where maybe between 5 and 7 they're closed or something so you can have a nice dinner alone with your family.
Maybe,
whatever.
But if that doesn't work out, you're going to have to move. Welcome up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.